We are all aware of the short-term economic relief, a 60-year low inflation rate, remittances nearing $4 billion in a month, a current account surplus of nearly $1 billion and global oil prices dropping sharply from the low $80s to the $60s per barrel. We're also anticipating almost certain inflows of $2 billion from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, including climate-linked funding, a sustainable increase in the tax-to-GDP ratio, though this disproportionately burdens the formal sector, and an astronomical rise in the KSE 100 index to 120,000 points. Interest rate cuts from the peak of 22% to 10% in the coming months are widely expected. But while these indicators paint a positive picture, the real work begins now. Geopolitical flashpoints demand economic readiness. Pakistan is now facing two major challenges that demand a shift in economic thinking. First is the recurrence of India-Pakistan tensions, this being the third major flashpoint in a decade after Uri in 2016, Pulwama in 2019 and now Pulwama in 2025. This period has also seen triple economic dips: in 2019, the IMF-led stabilization, 2020, COVID, and 2022-23 political instability. While Pakistan's military strength is commendable, this last decade should have been used to strengthen our economic foundations through boosting the foreign exchange reserves, increasing exports and remittances, broadening the tax base, diversifying the economy into agriculture, minerals and IT, and repaying external debts consistently. Water crisis and canal development, unity over provincialism. The second challenge is domestic, which is the controversy around new canals and water distribution. India's threat to suspend the Indus Waters Treaty, which underpins Pakistan's agriculture, food security and social stability, comes at a delicate time. The Green Pakistan Initiative, spearheaded by the Special Investment Facilitation Council, SIFC, seeks to build six new canals, a visionary step. However, it must be clearly communicated to the public and provinces as a national priority rather than a provincial competition. Zooming in on Pakistan through Google Earth reveals the stunning economic possibilities this land offers. From snow-covered mountains that feed rivers and tourism, to the fertile Indus Plain that can feed hundreds of millions globally, and on to the mineral-rich western belt of Balochistan, KP and Sindh, Pakistan is a treasure trove. These areas are not just scenic, they are strategic, waiting to be tapped intelligently for national prosperity. The canal network planned near the Khalistan Desert is a low-hanging fruit. It can irrigate millions of acres, attract foreign direct investment, FDI, and serve as a testbed for experimental agricultural techniques that can later be scaled nationally.